All right, breaking news here from the Husker basketball world. Rink Mast. What's Rink Mast doing? What's he up to?
Great question.
Here's what he says on Twitter.
Oh, great. You have an answer.
It wasn't Twitter, formerly X. This past season was one of the most fun years of my life. We should do Josh, we should like get music for when we read statements.
Oh, do you want like a sad Hulk music? You don't even, you're a baby.
I don't know what that means, but I think I do.
I
think I do. Because all we have is the game show music, sadly. We do have the award show music.
That's not going to play the same.
Nah, it doesn't really work, does it? Okay, anyway. This past season was one of the most fun years of my life. Thank you for... Okay. Thank you for taking me in and giving me another place that feels like home. As some people know, I played most of last season with a knee that wasn't completely healthy. Over these past couple weeks, I've spoken with multiple doctors about what we can do to get my knee healthy for the rest of my playing career and hopefully life. These have been some difficult conversations, but the best way forward is for me to undergo surgery. This was not an easy decision, as it will mean I will have to medically redshirt for the 2024-2025 season, while still maintaining my last year of eligibility. I'd like to thank everyone involved with our athletic department and men's basketball team for the support they have shown me. This upcoming year will be very challenging for me individually, but I'll try to help the team in the best possible way I can. Hashtag GBR, Rink Mast.
I feel like the music matched what the statement.
That's very sad.
Yeah.
Well, did you get the message, though? He's done for the year.
A year.
It does bring up the question, yeah, for a year, for this coming year. So here's Hoiberg's statement. He says, Rink has put a lot of thought into this decision and worked closely with our medical staff and looking at all of the options to get his knee healthy. He has been in contact with our staff throughout this process, and we're in agreement that this is Rink's best long-term option for his basketball career. Although he will not be on the court next season, Rink will have a different role, one where we could take advantage of his experience and leadership skills. We now know that Rink will be diligent in his rehab and will do everything he can to return to full health. So it does bring up the question, like, does he sit out this year and then play at Nebraska the year after that? Because that almost seems like kind of far-fetched. But I don't know.
Well, it seems like he was going to have the surgery. He's like, well, I don't want to come back for half a season,
I guess, like
quarter
of
a season.
Yeah, the thought is like, okay, let's do the surgery, and I will miss the season. Nebraska will help me rehab. Like, Nebraska is the best place to rehab, and I will repay them by doing another year of college basketball. You know, it'd be a pretty old guy by the end of things.
Yeah,
for Rank, it'd be. Imagine how many scratches he'll have on his body after all this.
Just constantly bleeding.
Yeah. So he's going to miss the season, so Nebraska won't have him this upcoming year, but he'll still be involved with the program.
Shouting at people in practice.
I mean, that puts a pretty big question into Nebraska basketball's roster next year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Go back to my little scholarship matrix here. Shout out to Husker Hoop Central, by the way, who throws this stuff together. So here's what you currently have. Gary, Ulyss, maybe. See what happens with him. Although I think everything should check out there. Bryce Williams, Riley Worcester, Andrew Morgan, Braxton Mia, Asesian, Griffiths, Janowski, Frager. And then two open scholarships, and then a medical redshirt of Mast. So you can still go out and get a couple guys, but now you need maybe like some wing depth and some front court depth. I'm not sure. Like, how do you do the whole Braxton Mia, Andrew Morgan thing? That'll be kind of interesting. One of those guys probably gets slotted into a starting role. But yeah, it definitely takes on a different look to it now that Rink Mast is not in the picture for this upcoming year. And then if he plays in 2 years, God knows what the roster is going to look like. Because all of those yeah. players that I just mentioned, Gary, Ulis, Williams, Worcester, Morgan, Mia, all are done after this year.
They've taken the revolving door plan.
Yes.
At Nebraska.
Old guys.
Let's cobble it together until we can build up the recruiting.
Yeah.
Which is
I would like to
a
see
to
a little
it.
Bit more of that, to yeah. be honest with you. I'd like to see a couple more young guys in this roster. Just so you're not completely changing it out every single year. Because, I mean, the statistics say that not only are you going to lose the guys, I mean, it's going to be a huge senior day at Nebraska this year. Not only are you going to lose those guys, but you're also going to lose a couple more guys who aren't going to expire their eligibility at Nebraska. If that's the case, Nebraska, they'll be Calipari next year. I talked to the roster. There was no roster.
Hey, just a quick question. Why does Nebraska Senior Day festivity start at 2? The game is at 7. Well, there's just that many players walking.
It's going to be a lot of reading for my guy JP next year. That's a tough one. So, anyway, bad news. Bad news for Nebraska basketball, but it does feel like necessary news for MAST. For Rink MAST in particular. One more thing before we get to the revenue sharing thing, finally. Jeff Sims watch. Stand down. Jeff Sims watch. He's really going to do it. He's going to go play football at Arizona State.
Congrats, Jeff.
Isn't that exciting? I'm happy for him.
Yeah. Fresh starts are good in his
situation.
Now
the question is, are we going to watch Jeff like we watched Adrian Martinez?
I don't see that happening.
I don't either. The current expectation, according to Chris Karpman, is the current expectation is that ex-Nebraska and Georgia Tech quarterback Jeff Sims is going to end up at Arizona State. I don't know what that means. It seems really carefully worded for a thing that's going to happen.
What? I went to the Arizona State football roster page. There's nothing there.
There's no roster at all?
There's no roster at all.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
I was kind of like, is he going to start? Is he going to be the backup? Like, what's their situation?
Weird.
Couldn't tell you. I know they lost Rashada.
Yes, they did. He ended up at Georgia, I think. One comment from Douglas before we get out of here. Thank you for being here, Douglas. We appreciate
it. Douglas.
Hooray, Kalkbrenner is back. Again, Creighton will be ranked top 15 preseason. Coach Mack will again demonstrate why he's the Kirk Ferentz of college basketball and proceed to fail in the round of 32 or 16. Also, let's call Kalkbrenner Cash Brenner. Dude is getting paid some serious NIL money by boosters. Better than an NBA rookie. First of all, I don't think you know that. I mean, he's definitely making some money.
Sure.
Which is a very normal thing for one of the best players in college basketball to do.
Also, totally a legal thing now.
Yes. Not illegal. Mm-hmm. Legal. Very legal. Also, I would argue that how you're describing Coach Mack is exactly the opposite of how I would describe him.
Winningest coach in the state of Nebraska.
And will be the winningest coach in Creighton basketball history, like 3 games in the next year.
Very early, yes.
So that's pretty exciting.
Almost like he's slowly building something there.
Yeah. What's he building in there? yeah. That's just stupid. Sorry, Doug. You're on another stupid thing today.
Wow.
Doug, I'm sorry.
We don't need to use that word.
It's dumb.
Describing someone's take.
That's a bad take.
I don't.
What world is that. What? In what world is that real? That's not real.
The NIL money is very real.
Yes, the second one is fine. Whatever. Think whatever you want. But sorry to break the news to you, Doug. Everybody's getting paid in college basketball now. The first part.
If not, you're bad at your job.
Yeah, the first part is ridiculous. Anyway, I just thought we'd read those just to see what Crazy Doug's on today. We'll be back with more. Talk about some revenue sharing.
Well, there were no pitching changes for Nebraska, so he had to go to something else today.
That's right. He had all those minutes to spare.
Craft new takes.
More up next on 1620 The Zone.